All right, let's dive in to something a lot of you have been asking about.
Okay.
How to measure the success of your labor management solutions. We all want to make sure those systems are really working for us, right?
Right.
And we're going to get into the nitty-gritty today with a really helpful excerpt called How to Measure the Success of Your Labor Management Solution. So, are you ready to get specific?
Absolutely. I think this is something that a lot of companies struggle with. You know, they invest in these systems, but they don't really have a plan to figure out if they're actually making a difference.
It's kind of like buying a fancy new oven and then never bothering to taste the cake to see if it's actually any better.
Exactly. Just assume it is.
Yeah. So how do we avoid that? Well, this excerpt is all about taking what they call a holistic approach.
Yeah.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, I think a lot of times we get caught up in the cost savings aspect, you know, just thinking about the bottom line.
Right.
But a holistic approach means you're looking at the bigger picture. You're thinking about how the system is impacting every part of your operation, from employee morale to smoother workflows to happier customers, because their orders are fulfilled on time.
Connecting the dots between the system and your big overarching goals for your business, right?
Exactly. It's about aligning those goals with your technology.
So how do we put this into practice? Like, what are the concrete steps? The excerpt points to some key metrics to look at.
Okay.
Things like labor cost reduction, employee engagement, schedule adherence.
Yeah.
Let's break those down one by one.
Okay.
Let's start with labor cost reduction.
All right. So labor cost reduction, this isn't just about, you know, slashing wages or anything like that. It's about optimization. Are you seeing a decrease in overtime hours? Is your scheduling system doing a better job of forecasting demand so you're not overstaffed?
I see.
You can track this by calculating the percentage change in labor costs compared to, say, the same period last year. You know, there are tons of tools out there, even simple spreadsheets that can help you do this.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be super complicated or anything like that.
Yeah, not at all.
And I can imagine when schedules are constantly changing, it not only impacts the employees.
Yeah.
It can also impact things like on-time deliveries.
Okay,
right?
So it throws a wrench in the whole operation.
Right.
And that brings us to our next metric.
Okay.
Schedule adherence.
So how do we measure that?
Well, you want a system that helps you identify those weak points. You know, for example, maybe there's a particular shift or location that's consistently having issues with people not showing up on time or, you know, things being in flux. There's some great software out there, like mention a specific software that allows you to track adherence in real time and really pinpoint those problem areas.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I was talking to a manager at a manufacturing plant who was dealing with exactly that.
Right.
Their old system was a total nightmare. They were always scrambling to fill shifts, and it was just chaos. Mm. But they switched to a cloud-based solution.
Okay.
And they saw a huge improvement in their on-time deliveries. It was like 5%, I think he said.
Wow, that's huge. Yeah.
So that's a real tangible result.
Absolutely.
And, of course, we can't forget about the people in all of this, right?
Of course.
How is this new system impacting your employees? So that's where employee engagement comes in.
That's right.
And it's more than just like a pat on the back, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about concrete metrics.
Absolutely. So are you seeing a decrease in absenteeism? What's your employee turnover rate like?
Okay.
You can send out anonymous surveys to gauge job satisfaction and see if employees feel like their schedules are fair and manageable. There are even platforms that integrate pulse surveys directly into the scheduling system.
Oh, wow. So you're getting feedback like in real time.
Exactly. You're getting that constant stream of feedback.
That's amazing. So it's like we're piecing together a puzzle, right?
Yeah.
Each metric is giving us a different piece of the puzzle.
All right.
But the excerpt also talks about going beyond the numbers and gathering something called qualitative data. So what is that?
Well, think of it this way. Numbers can tell you what's happening, but qualitative data helps you understand why.
Okay.
So for instance, let's say your employee engagement scores are low. Exit interviews can reveal if it's the scheduling system itself that's causing frustration, or maybe something else entirely.
I see.
You can even have supervisors conduct regular check-ins, specifically focus on how the system is working. It's about getting a deeper understanding of the human side of the equation.
So for those of you listening, think about this. Are you just looking at those surface level numbers, or are you really digging deeper to understand the why behind them? What are those unique factors in your organization that might influence how you measure success?
Yeah, it's all about context.
Right.
There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. It's about figuring out what works best for you.
So to wrap things up, what's the key takeaway here?
I think the key takeaway is that measuring the success of a labor management solution requires that multifaceted approach. You need that balance between quantitative data, those hard numbers, and qualitative data, those insights from real people.
I love that. It's not just about implementing some fancy new system. It's about making sure it's the right fit and that you're using it in a way that benefits everyone.
Exactly.
So as you continue to explore this topic, remember, technology is just a tool.
Yeah.
True success comes from understanding the data, listening to your employees, and creating a culture where everyone feels valued and heard.
You shouldn't have said it better myself.